opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and we got an NBA draft to talk about tonight and Maction and all kinds of cool stuff. So why don't we just do this? It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today? You know how to do it. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it because he loves doing that stuff. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also watch us on Twitch. You know the number for that. And it's a Wednesday.
There's no number for that.
Yeah, there is.
There's a,
ESPN 975. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. That's your number. AJ.
Rough start to the show.
Rough start for you. I'm fine. I'm in a great mood today, ready to rock and roll, ready to have some fun.
I had a pretty good night last night. This chair sucks. I hate this chair. The other chairs are falling apart though, so I just use this one. My Maction over hit at halftime. That's always good.
Yeah, you love
it. That makes you feel good.
That puts you in a good mood because then the rest of the game, you don't even have to care.
There's no sweating. Unlike the Washington-Arizona game that I think the total was, I don't know what it was. It was maybe 50, and they scored 44 in the first half, and then it ended at 47.
Yeah.
That's brutal. That's why I like when you go ahead and when the total's 60, You go ahead and you get to 63 in the first half. That's the way you do it. And then you don't even have to watch the second half. And I didn't watch the second half of that MAC game. And, of course, Akron fell apart at the end like Akron is apt to do. I was watching the Ultimate Fighter, or not the Ultimate Fighter, the Dana White Contender Series. And a buddy of mine named Jacob Silva, we were amateur fighters at the same time. He got to Dana White Contender Series like a few months back, and he had just this knockdown, drag out war. He lost a decision. Dana didn't like the decision, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to bring this kid back. He shows a lot of heart. I'm going to bring him back. And last night he brought him back. And he fought this kid from South Africa who's just a beast. And he immediately got Jacob down and was hunting for submissions. And Jacob was he spent 4 minutes in really, really, really bad spots. But he kept fighting out of it. And finally, this dude got a guillotine on him. And you hear the 10-second clap. And they're right by the cage. And Jacob gets up on his feet, like he sits up tall, like, you know, his head's stuck, but he puts his ass up in the air and straightens out his legs. And with 6 seconds left, the ref jumps in and says, stop, stop, stop. And Jacob immediately comes up like, I'm not out, I'm not out, I'm not out. And this guy is like, it's over. He talks like your diabolical guy. It's over. The fight's over. It's over. And I was like, what Fred just did when he was like, you know, the number for Twitch, and he could have just apologized and said, you know what? I misspoke. I made a mistake.
I didn't make a mistake. I say that every day. Dickweed.
That's what this ref did. He could have apologized and said he made a mistake. He just kept saying, it's over. He stuck with it. That's why all of you are just diabolical bastards. None of you have any remorse for when you make a mistake. You it's fake news is what it is. You just keep pushing it.
It's not a mistake. It's an intentional be a jerk thing is what it is.
Oh.
Which you're really good at.
That was a really long story to make that comparison.
Almost zero payoff, by the way.
I tweeted last night. I said, I wish the guy would have just apologized. It wouldn't have changed anything.
Is that what caused your Twitter beef last night?
No. That was someone who used to hate Josh Innes, and now his hate for Josh has been replaced with hate for me. And for some reason, like, I don't really care if people don't like me, but if you at me, like if you mention me and say that you don't like me, and then you act like I'm an a-hole for coming back at you, that's kind of on you. And a little bit, you know what? I'll take some ownership. I need to get better at this. I need to just start muting people before I get to that. And instead of replying, just mute. I'll never see that person again. I'll never have to think about them. It won't matter. But I, for whatever reason, when someone says something that I find to be irritating, I feel like I have to, you know, point out why they're wrong, why they're ignorant. And that's what I did last night. And he was mad at me because I'm negative about Houston sports. Like, I don't know why this guy's even on. He's negative about everything. And I said, dude, if you're finding positivity in Houston sports these days, you may be the problem, okay? And Fred can vouch for this. I was all in for the Astros 2017.
Yeah.
I'm not even negative about the Astros now. I wasn't negative about the cheating thing. I didn't care about it because they won. I like the Astros. Didn't always like the Astros. Here's why. I don't pile my love. And these sports teams aren't my children. You know, I'm not going to love them no matter what. Okay, like your kid, you know, your kid, I don't know. Like your son, I'm sure at some point when you were raising him, you were like, man, my son, he'll play football and we'll go outside and have a catch. And your son was like, I don't like ball sports, Dad. Suck it. And in your mind.
He said it nicer than that. He said, okay. I like chess.
Okay.
And so he was on a chess team.
So you were disappointed.
Yes.
But you still loved him because that's what you do. That's called unconditional love.
I tolerated him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Katie, your daughter, posts pictures on Instagram of her in just her bra. But she's your daughter, so you love her unconditionally, correct?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Sports teams ain't your kids, okay? Stop loving them unconditionally. You don't owe them that. Like, if the sports team, like, if you love what the Texans are right now, that's just a miserable, miserable life. I can't even imagine being like, man, I'm ride or die with this bad boy. I'm in. I don't care. I don't care what they do to this thing. It's me and Deshaun and Laramie, and we're riding, baby. And who's our fourth guy? Who else do I want to ride with?
Third guy.
Well, I'm the third guy because I'm in.
Yeah, you were counting yourself.
Me and Deshaun and. What a miserable effing life to be like, I love the Texans no matter what they do. That's just awful. Oh, well, or it's working at 6:10. One or the other. It's one of those things. But so when I'm negative, please don't think that I've just – and I know that people on Twitch have said that before. AJ hates Houston. No, I don't. I just hate when teams – you know, put a bunch of poop on your plate and expect you to call it pumpkin pie. All right? I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. So if you put poop on my plate, I'm going to call it poop. And I ain't going to eat it. Pumpkin pie my ass. No. I'm negative about stuff that needs to be negative about. All right? That's it.
I'll defend you and then not defend you.
Okay.
Yesterday, you said a lot of nice things about the Rockets if they're actually tearing it down.
I did. I think they're doing a smart thing.
Yeah, and so I guess they missed that. But as far as, yeah, I understand the mindset of a fan who thinks that way. I don't, you know, I mean, I've been a Maple Leafs fan for God knows how long, and I know exactly how that ends every year. But it's a lot different than, okay, we've screwed this thing up royally. And there's nothing to be excited about. So I don't quite get that, but I understand why people think that way. I mean, that's, you know, that's fandom. That's supporters, as they say in soccer. Yeah. But I also, I'm not going to come at you for telling me my team sucks.
That ain't my fault.
I mean, yeah, that's maybe you don't want to hear the truth, but that's, I'm not going to go after those people either and say, oh, you're a bunch of idiots for supporting this team through everything. Because, I mean, if that's your choice and if you take joy out of it, even if the team sucks, okay. But don't come after me for saying that Bill O'Brien was a useless turd who ruined the whole organization.
Bingo.
And, I mean, that's, but as far as the, as the Twitter thing goes, I just, if somebody tweets something at me that's kind of stupid like that, I usually just ignore it. And if they come at me a second time, I just block them. I mean, it's just, it's not worth it. But if I got into it with more people, I'd get more followers.
Well, at the end of it, he said, you remind me of Stephen A. Smith. And I thought about a response, and I was like, you know what? What good is it going to do? This guy's got his mind made up.
Well, and that's the thing.
Most says he hates the show. And here's my problem. Like, when people talk smack, and this is the other thing I'm promising myself I'm going to stop doing. Like, when people are brazen and foolish on Twitter, I always go and, like, dig through their photos to see if they, what a picture of them. Like, because I like to imagine myself slapping them in the face.
They're usually an egg or a picture of the Texans logo.
Or they're like the guy last night who's like a 5'4" dude. I mean, it's always something like that. I just got to stop. I got to stop letting Twitter it was so great just to get rid of Facebook. I love not having Facebook. It's one of the most freeing things I've ever done. I wish I didn't need Twitter for but I like to use Twitter for news. And I like Twitter. I mean, I feel like people make jokes on Twitter. People make jokes on Twitter all the time. You know what I don't do? Reply to their jokes about, that's a terrible joke. That's not funny. Like, somebody made a joke about Fox News and Facebook have done to our parents what they said video games would do to us. Which is a really funny joke.
It's also actually
entirely accurate.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, that's right on point.
But of course, what do you think people do?
Oh, it's only Fox News? What about CNN? What about MSNBC, bro?
It's like, dude, let the joke be the joke. Like, or just make your own joke. Come up with a better version of it.
Well, riff off of it.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that when they do that, but listen, everybody's so on edge about everything right now. It's just all chill. And speaking of chilling, I'm very excited about some guests we have coming in here at 4:30. Ben Williams and Wendell Robbins. I've been talking about that Highway Vodka. Those are the guys who started it. So they're going to be here at 4:30. And I guarantee if you drink that, you're going to be nice and relaxed. And that's how we should be. Hey, it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, or want to bitch at AJ, put odds on it. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday. Two things. First off, I'm going to have to find some other reason to get together with my crew on Saturday because the University of Houston's game against SMU has been postponed. This is like the sixth
game. UH's game, over. Aggie game, over. Bevo game, over. None of it, baby. No football for you, Texas. Womp, womp.
No, you still have Texans-Patriots. Cowboys are back this week.
That's true.
What about Rice? You think Rice will get in a game
no.
this week?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Oh, on the break, AJ was talking about the Astrodome again and how we should be rid of it. And he used a really good example, or Aaron used a really good example, of his great-grandfather, right?
Yes.
And
he loved him.
And somebody said something to the effect of, well, if your great-grandfather didn't have to die, you wouldn't kill him. Guess what? You know what? He was old.
Sometimes.
Guess what? Guess what?
The life cycle of everything in this world.
Yeah. Everything lives and dies. Yeah, that's what old people do.
Like, acting like the Astrodome is the Roman Colosseum is the worst thing. It's a big hunk of concrete. It's an eyesore. It's ugly. Did some cool things happen in there? Yes. Did I like the scoreboard and the colorful seats? Of course. I was a kid in the 80s. Of course I did. But does it still need to be there? No. We can make an indoor park.
Yeah.
Ooh. Indoor parks aren't even a thing. The whole point of going to the park is getting your ass outdoors.
Yeah, you know why we don't need an
indoor park? Indoor park.
We don't live in the North Pole.
Oh, my God. Imagine coming to, like, who? I wonder who came up with that idea and presented it to that bonehead judge, Ed Emmett. Is that the guy who lost to Lena Hidalgo?
Yes.
If he had won, would we have him in a mask instead of Lena?
I'd rather have him handling this.
I don't like either one of those people, yeah. Honestly.
Actually, other than the Astrodome thing, Ed Emmett did a good job.
Yeah, but
he really did. But that
I don't like Lena.
But I am dead set against guys who, when the public says this is what we want, they
find a way around.
Just like Sylvester Turner did when we passed the firefighters proposition, he did everything to fight that, even though the people said, "Hey, we want this."
Exactly.
And I do not tolerate that. I do not accept that. That's bad politician, bad, evil, naughty, and even if you do a lot of good stuff. It's at 4:21.
Getting started early here.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. It's all right. So I didn't really want to get on the Astrodome there, but I just thought it was funny that, you know, now he's saying Aaron would kill his great grandfather. Hey, we could turn this into a whole thing about euthanasia if you want. Somebody's eaten up with a disease and their every day is painful. Maybe you should push the button. Just throwing that out there.
Says here that the Roman Largo says the Roman Colosseum is a decaying eyesore too. I haven't been there. I mean, I'm sure it looks like an old ass building. But my guess is A, it probably looks better than the Astrodome.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. People literally flock from all over the world to go see that. Nobody's flying to Houston and spending a week in Houston so they can tour the Astrodome. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
You know what? You know what they do? It's like when their airplane flies over. It's, oh, didn't that used to be the Astrodome? That really ugly building down there? Things like the Colosseum and the pyramids. I mean, people flock to that because aliens built them. We know that. Ancient astronaut theorists suggest that. So, I know aliens did not build the Astrodome, even though I was not born when it was being built.
Yeah.
So.
Like, I don't know. I'll go with the Roman Colosseum greater than the Astrodome.
Yeah. I'm with you.
And people don't, no one, people say, well, what else does Houston have? I mean, do you have to have some kind of a landmark? Is that, like, do you have to?
We had Astroworld. Chase that off.
So, like, do you think?
We have that nobody else has? NASA.
That's it. When your in-laws come down from Canada, Have they done that before?
Here's what they do. The first thing they do, we take them to NASA.
Okay.
And they tour that. Then we go down to Galveston so they can take the ferry over to Bolivar and see the dolphins and stuff like that, because they don't have dolphins in Canada.
Okay.
And then we take them to a nice restaurant on the island and bring them back.
The next day, you take them to the Astrodome, right?
No, the next day we usually take them to one of our places around town.
When do you take them to the Astrodome, though?
We don't.
But why? Don't they want to marvel at its wonders?
I've taken my brother-in-law to a Texans game at NRG, which he thought was pretty cool.
And then he saw the Astrodome there?
We walked by it.
Yeah.
I just said, that's the Astrodome.
Yeah. Did you guys go inside and check it out?
No, because there's rats and cats and hobos in there.
Oh.
Yeah. Marveling?
Like, my in-laws come down from Oregon and Washington. You know what they've never asked? Hey, can we go by the Astrodome? That'd be awesome. Let's go check that out. No, it's a giant old junk piece of concrete.
I understand people want this to be a tourist city, because when tourists come here, they spend money. That's more tax money for the city. Great. Can we not make that money off of hosting events like the Final Four, the Super Bowl? Like, stop thinking that we need to be a destination tourist city.
You know what? When we have the Final Four here, you know what people, they go to the aquarium. They go to the bars downtown. The George R. is great for stuff like that.
Yep.
And when I go to another city, it's not like I'm going looking for the tourists, except for like when we went to London. I thought, okay, I want to go do all the touristy stuff because I've never been, and there's a lot of history there, and I think that's cool. We don't have that here. We're not London. And, you know, Chicago, I'll go see some places when I'm there. But now that I've been a few times, not like I'm going back. But, I mean, for the most part, when we go to Vegas, the only touristy thing is a casino. We go to the casino. Yeah. That's what we do. So I get some people like to do that. But you know what? There's a lot of cool things. If you want to take your kids to the Hill Country, take them to Natural Bridge Caverns, and there's 500 signs for that. There's all kinds of stuff to go do like that that's driving distance. I mean, we don't need anything like that. I mean, the city's not that old. You know, take them on a tour of the refinery. Ooh.
And people are still convert the Astrodome to some manner where it doesn't require energy consumption. There's one way to do that.
It's called a parking lot.
Knock it down with a wrecking ball. Like, I get that it at one point it was a major architectural accomplishment. It's just like the old raggedy ass hotels in downtown Vegas. At one point, people were like wowed. They'd drive down through old Vegas and look at it and go, oh my, look at that. Look at Circus, y'all. Oh, it's such a marvel. Now, I mean, it's like a joke. Eventually, that stuff becomes obsolete. It's a giant obsolete hunk of junk.
Yeah,
Dustin makes a point. If you can't go in there, what's the damn point of having it? And anything you do to make it where you can go inside of it is going to cost us all a bunch of money. Who wants to do that? I'm out.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is silly. And, you know, wondering about what else do we have? We got plenty else. And you know what? Here's another thing you can do now.
You got the Texans, baby.
Well, no. You know what else we have? We've got, I mean, I don't know how many actual badass breweries we have in this city now, but you could spend a day doing that. There's plenty to do here.
It's been multiple days, because I'm pretty sure if you've been every Houston brewery, you're going to have alcohol poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, got a Woj bomb.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what the Thunder really need.
First and second round picks?
Draft picks.
Yeah. They don't have enough.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are trading Danny Green to the Philadelphia Daryl Morey's for Al Horford, a first rounder, and a second rounder.
Jeez.
The Thunder have all the picks.
Oh, really? Well, put him on. Give him a chance. What's his name?
Oh, this is Todd, who doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, but he's...
Someone must have called him and told him that we were talking about him. That's right.
Well, actually, no. I only have 77 followers on Twitter. Nobody's going to call me.
Oh, okay. So how'd you find out?
That no, we were I'm mentioning not the hating Twitter? On... I'm not disagreeing with you on what the state of Houston sports is, man. I just
you
like...
You just
I
like... You don't like that
every single day.
Well, what happy stuff should I talk about?
Dude, it's just like nonstop.
Yes.
It's like you
but
know.
That's not
and
me.
Then you started hating on the Astrodome just now. Come on, man. When does it stop?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, when does it stop, AJ?
It stops when I stop paying taxes on the Astrodome. It stops when the Texans aren't a trash can. It stops when the Rockets aren't a trash can. That's when it'll stop. But so don't blame me. Blame your teams. Blame your teams. Don't be mad at me for pointing out their flaws. It's not my fault.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just like, okay, what are we going to do about this? Like, you know.
You literally said that's why you don't like me.
No, it's not that I don't like you. I respect you because you voice your opinion. That's respect, right? I just get tired of hearing the negativity day in and day out.
You said the station needs to get rid of me, and I'm turning the station to poop. All right. Well, I mean, that doesn't sound like you respect my opinion, but that's okay.
You know, I thought I at least respect that he would call in and discuss it with you.
Yesterday, he told me he doesn't listen to our show.
You know what? Can I give you a little advice on
what?
On nighttime Twitter people?
Are you saying they lie?
No, they're usually drunk.
Maybe so.
And then you have that next day. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. And I'm pretty sure every single one of us have done that at one time or another. In fact, I know for a fact I have. So
JD says, AJ, the Astrodome is not an eyesore. Okay.
Really?
I don't know who's looking at the Astrodome now and going, you know what?
Is it
a real beauty?
Is it the gray concrete or the white concrete that's so attractive? I just don't know.
Or the layer of mold that's built around it, yeah. The mildew. I don't know what you guys like.
Just curious.
You know what we've got?
What do we have?
We've got Carbach.
And you know what? That's a tourist destination.
Yeah.
Because the food's great, the beer's great, the people are great. That's all you need.
Yeah, I'm for that. And guys, you should be for that too. They've got something for everybody out there. You want something light, easy drinking, go with the Love Street or a really good everyday drinkers to Crawford Bach. It's not only for baseball season. You can drink it year round. We are getting into stout season. They got a bunch of stouts on tap at the brewery, stuff that you can only get at the brewery. And when you're there, you can have yourself a hell of a meal. The restaurant's open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Brunch on the weekends, too. That's a good way to trick the lady into going to a brewery is saying, hey, babe, let's go get some brunch, and then you just drink beer all day. That's really the move. Either way, follow Carbach on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. That's where you'll find out all the goings-on over there and see what the latest beer releases are, what's on the menu at the restaurant. And whenever you're out and about, make sure you grab yourself some Carbach. I look like a pain and makes you ruffling like a cheater. Go! You don't have to watch on the
ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. And if you want to get on Twitch, you can see some really badass vodka on the table. And very excited about our guests, Ben Williams and Wendell Robbins from Highway Hemp Vodka. And I'm tell you guys a story of how I found out about this. Every Saturday, I get together with a few friends for UH games at my friend's place. And everybody has to bring different alcohol. And a friend of mine knows I like vodka. He knows I like hemp. And so he found it at a Total Wine and brought it. And it was one of these size bottles, and there were four of us, and it was gone in 22 minutes because all four of us just fell in love with it. I mean, it's fantastic. It gives you this great, serene feeling that you don't quite get from just vodka. I want to know how you guys came up with it. And when I found out you guys were from Houston, I'm like, told Aaron, we got to have him on the show. I want to talk about this stuff because it's amazing. How'd you guys come up with the idea for that?
Well, you know, it was just a hobby, just messing around, distilling, you know, for about 8 years ago, really. And we owned a couple bars and restaurants around town. And this was just a hobby, having fun with it. And then a friend of ours had a dispensary out in California, went out there and hung out with him for a bit and saw what some people were doing with, you know, distilling with marijuana and stuff like that. But and we were intrigued by, like, the way the oils and the different methods that they were using. So we got home and just started messing with hemp. And, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of batches later, you know, kind of settled in on a way to do this and realized that it's not like the flavor about the hemp. It's really about what it does for the process of making, you know, like you said, that feeling that you get, the smoothness of it, taking that burn out, you know, just giving it a lot of cool character that you don't typically find. And basically, we just liked it. So that was really what gave us. And our friends liked it. We were doing a bunch of blind taste tests at the bar and stuff like that, letting people sample it. And like a Pepsi challenge with vodka. And we kept winning. And, man, people, we just said, let's go for it. So that's what happened, basically.
So I you mentioned thousands of tries here. What was the hardest part? Was it getting the right mix? Was it, you know, so that it had the taste and the texture you were looking for? Or was it just a matter of, okay, we, you know, we can't quite get this the way we want it? What took you to where it is now?
Definitely getting the taste and the smoothness to where we wanted it. We've got many historical batches that are in mason jars that taste like taste and smell like rubbing alcohol that didn't obviously make the cut. So getting past those into something that's actually sellable.
And I'll tell you what one of the main things triggers was also that like having like people taste it, especially like women at the bar and stuff. And when you finally put together a batch that they can, and everybody for whatever reason always wanted to taste it neat, room temperature, whatever. And when you finally get that batch where her face doesn't just totally scowl, and she's like, oh, this is, that was it. And it's like, okay, we're staying here, you know.
Then you get five or six of them in her. And but
if you can.
So do you ever go back and just for grins, taste those old ones and say.
Yes, we did that last week. Yeah. Did last week. And it was scary.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Couldn't believe that was ever on the table.
How did we put this in our body?
Right. Exactly.
Well, one of the big things I'll get asked, and I'm giving away one of my spots, so it'll be gone by the time I go back there. But I know the Big Specs has it. I know there's a lot of the Total Wines that have it. Where else are you available?
Oh, it's pretty much in just about all the Specs, all the Total Wines, Ralston's, lots of the Fiesta Liquors. I mean, it's in tons of places now.
Now, can you guys sell directly out of the distillery?
Cannot.
You can't do that?
Not yet. Yeah. We actually were working on our tasting room facility. It's really great. It's like 7.5 acres. It's going to be a super cool place. But, you know, the world changed.
Right.
So we just put it on hold.
Well, the good news is people are still drinking.
Yeah, they are indeed. You know, so, I mean, yeah, everything's been very interesting during these times, to say the least.
So what's the next step? I mean, you do this for a while. Do you think if we ever get... we ever get legal weed here that maybe you go that direction, or is this
tried it? It's horrible.
It's terrible.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I've been to California a lot, and I know guys are trying this, and I haven't found anything yet that works. Now, I will say paired with a nice sativa, it's fantastic.
Sure, but that's a whole different thing. But yeah, like trying to distill it and deal with it, and no, it doesn't work. Well, at least I don't know how to do it well. But yeah, no, I don't think they're ever gonna let that fly legally. It took us 2.5 years to get our permits just with hemp.
So is this going to be it for a while, just this particular product, or are you going to think about branching out down the road to other things?
We have a whiskey that's in barrel, but we're not going to put that out for another year or so. Just focus our attention on this, although we are working on a couple of batches that'll be frozen products.
Oh, that'll be cool.
So we're looking into doing something like that.
It'd be nice for summer.
That'd yeah, that's nice. The plan. That's for spring.
Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely. Well, I tell you, man, I love this stuff. I drink a lot. Okay,
join the club.
You name it, beer, whiskey. You name it. I appreciate a great whiskey. I love great beer, and I like vodka. Vodka is kind of my when I'm not trying to get fatter drink.
Right.
Vodka water. And
that's how I drink it, actually.
Well, it's pretty rare when somebody brings me something and I just say, wow. Where did you get this?
That's dope.
And and we all felt the same way, and we're all alcohol aficionados. I don't know about alcoholic. That's probably a little strong. But everybody acted the same way, and it was just so I wanted to have you guys in and talk about it because I want the people to give it a try. And, you know, I our listeners know that I drink a lot. So if I tell you something's really good, it's at least worth your time. So drop by your Specs. Now, the Specs over here, I've been trying to tell them to get it.
The one on Richmond?
Yeah.
They have it.
They don't now because I guess they sold them all because that's my stop before work.
Yeah. I will say that we have been having that problem. Fortunately, it's a good problem. you know, is it's going a little faster than they stock it. And so it's a problem, but it's a kind of cool problem, I guess. But yeah, it's a problem.
That means you're being successful.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, but I want them to buy more so you don't have that problem.
Yeah, yeah. That's but and you know, and guys, we always talk about support local businesses. I mean, it's a local business. And I just think it's a fascinating story how you guys came up with this. And Chronicle did a nice story on you. And it's just, I mean, it's a kind of story. It's kind of success story that I love about this city, especially when you come up with something unique. And you guys did that, man. This is unique. It's really good. And I'm not just saying that because you're here, because anybody who's listened for the last 2.5 weeks has heard me talk about how good this is.
Thank you.
I appreciate that, man. More than
nice.
You know.
That's nice. Mm.
This is the only thing that we know how to cook. Don't know how to cook anything else. Yeah. Well, and that's all it is cooking at the end of the day.
Well, you did a fine job with it. And I wish you guys nothing but success. And I hope everybody gives it a try. And I hope they all have the same reaction to it that we all did when we tried it for the first time, which was just, oh, man, this is great. I'm going to pop one of these two on the break, by the way. But tell them, you guys have a website. Tell them how they can go to that and find out more information.
Yes. So, well, it's www.highwayvodka.com. And on all social medias, it's at Highway Vodka. And for those out-of-towners that might be in town catching the show, you can always order it on reservebar.com, and they'll ship it right to your house.
Cool. Yeah, we got a lot of listeners over in East Texas and really all over the place. So make sure you guys sign on and check that out, and let me know what you think. And I'll be happy to pass it on to them if you say nice things. Well, guys, I appreciate you coming in, and like I said, wish you nothing but success. This is a really cool concept, and I hope you guys just totally kick ass with this.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. I have to tell you about Harry's Razors and why I'm such a clean-cut fellow all the time. And the thing about Harry's that's really cool, Harry's, they made their razors better. And I think today was the first time I've had to switch razors in like 12 days. They got sharper blades. They last so much longer. And guess what? They didn't raise the price. They're still as low as $2 a blade. Now, you can get them at Walgreens. You can walk in there and get them all the time. Any of those, your grocery store. But how about this? Go online. You can get a trial set for just $3 at harrys.com. Use KFNC as your code at checkout. And guess what? 100% quality guarantee. So if you don't like them, well, you get your $3 back. How about that? You can't beat that kind of deal. Like I said, you can get them at every big box drug and grocery store. Just head over to the grooming aisle. But if you shop online, that's what I do and what most of us are doing these days, they got a great offer. New customers can get a Harry's trial set for just $3 with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. Offered is $3 plus free shipping. How about that? Just don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry sharper blades a try.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. That was fun for me. Glad to have those guys on. Another good local business to support. Aaron, good job getting them on. Don't forget, one of these bottles is for you. I may pop mine, let you guys share, because guess what? I have a couple at home. All right. So in NBA draft tonight, are you excited because the Rockets have a pick?
They do have a pick. Hey, Aaron, will you go in my office? And on my desk is some NBA draft notes on some of the players that
I'd actually like to spend a little time on that today, because you're one of the few people that actually watches all these guys.
Yeah, Jason Braddock gave me some notes of his. And he did a really good job. He did some film study on the guys. And I don't think Jason is like a big college basketball watcher, but like once they're going to go pro, he goes back and finds film on them and it kind of gives what he sees on them. And I'm kind of the opposite. I watch college hoops. I don't really care about I care less about the, you know, the draft process and things like that. Mostly, and I don't know why. I mean, I guess
because the Rockets never have a pick.
That's partly why. But he wrote some notes and asked me to write some notes, like what I thought about the players on his notes. But I mean, as you can see, we've got, I mean, pages of notes, a lot of pages.
Yeah.
Jason's very thorough about stuff like
that. Yeah, he is. So, he does a good job with stuff like that.
It kind of burned through some of the top prospects in this thing. And most everybody thinks that Anthony Edwards is the guy in this draft. And I like Anthony Edwards too. My problem with Anthony Edwards is that Anthony Edwards is a mid-range player in an era of the NBA where there are no mid-range players. Like, no one cares about that. Nobody's playing a mid-range
game. He wants to play football too. He'd rather be drafted in the NFL too.
Apparently, yeah. He is a good shot creator. I don't know if his size in the NBA is going to let him get to the rim as much as he did in college. But I have questions about him because of that. I think that he is a good scorer. He's and maybe he can develop a 3-point shot. He doesn't have it now. Jason loves him. He wrote, number one guy on my board, somewhere between James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. So if he's that, then, I'm wrong about this not being a draft with a super top-tier player in it. But, B, that's a hell of a comparison there.
Yeah, well, I guess he's counting on his ability to develop a 3-point shot and maybe maybe be able to find some other ways to score. And a lot of guys do, especially – you know, sometimes you get to the NBA and it's a little more open. You have a little more opportunities. Maybe that's what he's counting on.
Yeah.
Reading the Anthony Edwards quotes, does that, if you were a GM, would that make you feel really sold that he says, I don't really love basketball. I mean, I'm good at it. I know I have a talent for it, but, you know, I'd rather play football if I could.
I don't know. I guess it really kind of depends on.
Did he grow up in Georgia?
Yeah.
Then that's a natural thing to say, just like if you grew up in Florida or Texas.
Well, I mean, Ricky Williams didn't really care about football. He was just really, really good at it. And if he's that good at it, now I don't know if Anthony Edwards is equal to Ricky Williams when it comes to natural God-given abilities. But if he's good enough at it, then it probably won't matter.
I feel like saying that a couple of days before you're supposed to be the number one overall pick, though.
It's a bad
not the
look.
Wisest yeah. business.
I don't think even Ricky Williams. I don't think was like sitting around getting baked, saying, "You know what? I don't really care about football."
Ricky Williams posed in a wedding dress for Sports Illustrated, as I recall.
True, but didn't say I don't care about football.
True. No, I mean he was willing to do whatever. Of course, he was probably stoned when he agreed.
Probably.
Yeah, man, that sounds great.
And I think that was after the draft, wasn't it? Because it wasn't Ditka in that.
It was after the draft because Ditka had traded his entire draft for him.
James Wiseman is a guy who, I mean, you didn't get to see much of if you watch college hoops this year. What I did see of him is pretty good. He's very.
It was like 1.5 games
or
something.
He's a very mobile guy. He's a really nice shot blocker, good rebounder. Jason put athleticism to switch with everything on defense. My notes on him were different. I don't think he's switchable on defense. I think that he's a little bit clunky, and it's not because of his athleticism. I think it's just because of his abilities, and maybe he can figure that out, maybe not. The other thing I saw with him is I think guys like him, and he was such a physical freak, and there's a reason why he was the top high school player in the country. He doesn't strike me as a great team player. He doesn't always know what his role within a team is going to be.
Yeah.
And in the NBA, everybody was really good in high school. That's just kind of the way it was.
Yeah.
Some of the other guys, I'll give you my notes on LaMelo.
Is he going to be one where you're scared off because of the last name, or you're just going to ignore that because you think he's better than
I'm not. I'm not scared off by it. I think he's got a lot of real nice physical gifts. He is like 6'8" and handles the ball really, really well. Like anytime you've got a point guard with his size who's actually a great ball handler, it's like, it opens your eyes because then you start thinking about, man, the possibilities with this are just endless.
Right.
And you instantly start thinking about, Magic Johnson or LeBron James. Like, what can you do with a guy who can handle the ball this well, who's also this big?
You can play. You can post him up against shorter guards. And if he's got the quickness to get by him, then it really opens things up.
He's got great handles. He's an incredible passer. I think he's got one of the better basketball IQs in the draft. His shot is so awful. Now, mind you, it looks like Lonzo's shot is getting better, and maybe it's fixable. But right now, it's bad. Jason and I disagree on his defensive effort as well. I think he's a pretty solid defensive player. Jason doesn't like him. Some of the guys that I put little hearts next to, Aaron Nesmith, who could potentially be around when the Rockets pick, and Onyeka Okongwu, the center from USC. I say center, he's like 6'9", but he's got a little bit of Ben Wallace to him.
I like that.
With better offensive upside, certainly. I mean, he's a good finisher, elite shot blocker, versatile defender, can play all over the place. He's got some injury worries, though. He could literally go anywhere from 3 to 20. I think if he didn't have these injury risks, I'd prefer him over Wiseman, even though Wiseman's the bigger body. Aaron Nesmith is easily the best shooter available in the draft. Not a great playmaker. The ball usually stops when it gets to him, but he is a guy who, if he's standing alone outside, he's going to hit. And decent defender. He's got a good basketball IQ. Not a world class athlete, but I think he's solid. And he's also got injury concerns. Some of these guys, I don't really know a lot about, like this. Avdija, the Israeli guy, because I don't watch these guys. Yeah. I don't know anything about them. So I'd be just making stuff up, so I don't make stuff up. I just – and then –
well, unless it's bad stuff about Houston teams.
Then I make it up.
Yeah.
I guess I don't really know what the Rockets are in the market for.
Well, that's the thing, because
– I keep hearing that they want a big.
Okay.
But, I mean – Are you getting a big that you're gonna like look to reset around, or are you looking for a big to play long term with James? I don't know.
Yeah, do you take a big just to take a big, or what if there's a really good shooting guard there that that fits what you hope to do on offense, which we don't know because it's a new coach. And are you thinking post Russ and Harden, or are you thinking just post Russ? I don't know where their minds are. So it's kind of hard to say, hey, okay, so what bigs would be available there? You could do that, but that doesn't mean that's the direction they're going to go. But it'll be interesting to see, because if they do wind up trading Westbrook on or around the draft, I kind of think a Harden trade's probably not too far behind. So there's at least some intrigue. It's the first time I've been interested in the NBA draft in a long time.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of curious about some of these. Like Wiseman to me is interesting. Because you saw so little of him. And plus the Warriors being up there, I know they're going to do something smart. So, and then see what the Rockets do. And see if they move Russ. I think for once, it's going to be fun. It may not be. It may be just boring as hell. Maybe like This Is Us.
And then the latest rumor, Wendell Carter and the number 4 pick from Chicago to Golden State for the number 2 pick. That's tempting. Golden State could conceivably trade down again.
I would just say the same thing I said about the Warriors picking 2. I bet you they get a better player than the Wolves do at 1. And if they move down to 4, I wouldn't be shocked if they got a better player at 4 than the Bulls get at 2. Because they know how to find players. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.